So we'll have a little listen to a song called You've Got Everything Now from 1984 on the Noise of Carpet Radio. This is Morrissey and the Boys. I hope you can hear this. There's the Smiths, You've Got Everything Now. Sounds okay, a little bit fuzzy over here. Another influence, another Sirlav influence from the 60s, which is the space age. So I got a little bit of a description here for you. Space age pop or bachelor pad music is a subgenre of easy listening or lounge music associated with American and Mexican composers, songwriters, and band leaders in the space age of the 50s and 60s. Drew on the contemporary fascination with technology, outer space, and exotic locations, exploiting new audio technology, such as stereophonic sound, multi-track recording, and early electronic instruments. Thus the Moog from the Switched On Bach days. So proponents of major artists of the genre include Juan Garcia Esquivel, Les Baxter, Dick Hyman, Henry Mancini, etc. So space age pop albums often have titles and covers related to science fiction, featuring rockets, outer space vistas, and mid-century modern design, or emphasizing its intended audience of affluent, stylish bachelors in cocktail bars and lounges. No bachelorettes to be seen in these days. So now there's a resurgence in the 90s. We remember in the mid-90s, some lounges would open up and you'd be interested in these fancy cocktails. So lounge reemerged in the late 80s as a label of endearment on younger fans whose parents had listened to such music. It has enjoyed resurgences in popularity in the 80s and 90s, led initially by figures such as Buster Poindexter and James B. In Japan, a producer, Konishi, became popular for his work with Pizzicato 5 and is often considered the godfather of Shibuya Kai, a genre mostly derived from 60s lounge music. So in the early 90s, lounge revival was in full swing and includes such groups as Combustible Allison, The Cocktails, Pink Martini, The High Llamas, one of the guys from Sirlab, and alternative band Sirlab demonstrated the influence of lounge with releases like Space Age Bachelor Pad Music and Dots and Loops. So we will get to a track from them. So that's your Space Age Bachelor Pad Music education. So let's hear your song by Juan Garcia Esquivel to show what's going on here. If you're George Jetson looking for a swinging night ahead, you'll be playing this. This is whatchamacallit, mid-60s. Thank you.
bachelor, call it Esquivel.
Excellent. Whatchamacallit, Esquivel with an exclamation point, exploring new sounds in stereo from the mid-60s. Stereo Lab, after their fourth album, I believe, went to Chicago and were impressed with the band Tortoise and a fellow named John McIntyre and someone else named Jim O'Rourke, who were part of the post-rock scene in Chicago, which we'll get into later, Sea and Cake, etc., Gasser del Sol. But a connection here, so what I've got here next is a song by Jim O'Rourke, who's a composer from Chicago. Check him out, lots of experimental avant-garde stuff. A record called Eureka from 1999, and it's here, and it's a cover of a Burt Bacharach song called Something Big. So have a listen to this. I had to get this in to do Stereo Lab recording in Chicago at the time. Jim O'Rourke doing Burt Bacharach. Space Age Bachelor Music, 1993. The song's called UHF, the house band on CJSF.
Another God, no more stars.
place there, the jangle, Tim's jangle, Letitia and Mary's doo-doos and la-las, which is perfect for me. Ginny on the Olene, number three. It's number three in your scorecard. So number one, number two, number three, or number four. Quality. This could be vinyl. This could be CD. This could be YouTube. This could be streaming. Just a few more seconds of this, so... So Mary Hansen was one of the mainstays, comparing to other members that came and went through the band, through the group, through the years. Tim and Letitia, the spine, and then there's several other musicians that came and went. Mary stayed for 10 years. She started in 1992. She's from Australia. She was a vocalist and guitarist in the band, and I think contributed a lot of the warmth and groove. Tim was the mad scientist, and Letitia, the concerned activist. For me, Mary brought the last element of warmth and maybe a welcoming presence to the group that maybe was lacking before. In 2000, she released a record by her band called Schema. It was 2 years, unfortunately. So we're going to have a listen to Schema here, a song called Far From Where We Began. This is Mary's band. And before we move on, so that's the last, that's the third Jenny on the Olene. And let's have a listen to Schema now. This is released 2 years before her unfortunate, untimely death from a bicycle accident in London, 2002. This is Schema. You can see influences far from where we... Mary Hansen's band, Schema, from 2000, Far From Where We Began. Check that album out, it's called Schema. I'm going to just go back a little bit to 1997. This is a song called Mad Diagonals from Dots and Loops, an album that was a lot more digital with Pro Tools. This album by the group that was influenced by John McIntyre in Chicago. I remember driving around with your buddy in the day, and he's in charge of the cassette player in the car, and he's like, you gotta listen to this song. And then he plays about 30 seconds and gets bored and switch it off or fast forwards or flips it over to another song. I feel like I'm doing that to you today. I just want to get through a lot of stuff, a few more songs before we finish up. As you know, Letitia Sadier is playing at the Fox Cabaret tonight. So go if you're in Vancouver, if you're elsewhere, look out for her. And we're celebrating some of the music of Stereolab and the Stereolab makers.
This is Letitia speaking from Stereo.
That's Letitia.
Hey, you're listening to
The Noise of Carpet on
CJSF
90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. So the mission tonight is to get her to update that ID. That ID was done in 1996, so I'm going to try and get her to do a Noise of Carpet ID tonight. The next song is Tim's new band is called Cavern of Antimatter, started in 2012. This is a song called You're an Art Soul, very electronic, no vocals at all. So again, this is Cavern of Antimatter on CGSF 90.1 FM. This is pretty funky stuff. Sure, it'll qualify as the shag of the week eventually in the future, where we can listen to the whole thing. Antimatter. Check that one out yourself. It's worth a good listen and crank it up, especially if you're on headphones. I'm going to have to fade this out because I'm using the same here. So coming up next, almost fell off my seat there, the left and right. So coming up next, this is the last Jenny Ondioline. As I said, this could be vinyl, this could be CD, this could be YouTube, this could be streaming. So here we go. Sorry, Tim. So this is number 4. So if you can, on Instagram, or send me a message, which one you like the best. Try and keep the levels the same. You've heard the song a bunch of times today in the CGSF lab, the CGSF lab. That's number 4. How does that sound? Let me know. From 1993. That was either the CD, streaming, YouTube, or vinyl. Let me know which one you think it was and which ones your sounds the best. Letitia put out an album last week, and she's done a few albums with a group called Monad when she finished with Stereolab, and then she's put out, I think, three albums herself. This song is called Un Otra Attente, and it's from Rooting for Love, which was released last week. So let's see if I can find it here. I'll try and have a good listen to this before we finish up. Un Otra Attente. Thank you for listening today. I hope that's sort of given you a bit of a background on the group. They put out tons of music, and they really went for it and explored new sounds and did it for a lot of their career and are still doing it in different guises. Fox Cabaret, 7 o'clock tonight in Vancouver. And what we'll do, we'll finish off. Thanks for listening to Noise of Carpet today. And we're going to finish off with the eponymous song from Emperor Tomato Ketchup, 1996. This is The Noise of Carpet on The Noise of Carpet, CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next week. been listening to The Noise of Carpet Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca, and we'll look forward to seeing you again at 1 p.m. next Wednesday. Thanks for listening.